It's time now for a house call from our resident health and wellness expert, Dr. Tracy Linhart from Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center. Call now for questions for the doctor, 1-855-265-2929. Now here's Pete O'Shea and Dr. Tracy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Thanks so much for being here with us on the Pete O'Shea Show on your neighborhood inspiration station, AM 1110 WTIS. I'm your buddy, Pete. I got my pal Kathy on the board. It's so glad to have you with us here, especially now because you heard that sounder. You know what that means? It means it's time now for a house call with Dr. Tracy Linhart, who's the medical director at Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center.com. Medical Center. Look, I said .com. Look what I did. I just .com'd you, Doc.
Oh, there you go. I like that.
You like
I'm
that?
.com
you're,
now?
You're now a .com. You're now from, you know, there'll be a public offering.
I'm important.
There'll be a public offering in Silicon Valley. All right, here we go. Go to peaksofhealth.com. We'll give them a call, 727-826-0838. Get on in there and see them, because I'm telling you, they can change your life. She saved my life. She can do the same for you. Doc, how are you?
I'm good.
You are good. All right, today we want to talk about, because you got a seminar coming up on this, so we want to preview it a little bit for them, hormones, and just the overall of what a hormone is, what it's all about, what you're going to be teaching them that night at the seminar.
Well, yeah, actually, we're going to be doing hormones, primarily the bioidentical hormones that we actually use. But here, you know, a lot of people don't realize how important some of these hormones are, and they don't realize what a hormone is, actually. We hear about this.
Exactly.
And a hormone is basically a chemical signal, so it tells one part of the body to do something. So say a hormone goes from your pancreas for your insulin, and then it goes to your cell and tells it to take sugar in. So insulin lowers blood sugar because it takes sugar and puts it into a cell.
Okay.
So thyroid. Thyroid is a hormone that comes from your thyroid gland and goes to your body and tells the cell to either step it up or bring it down. So it is your metabolism. It's how fast or slow the cell goes. So it's a signal.
It's a signal. It's essential. Your body can't function without hormones.
Your body can't function without hormones. And some of these hormones are primary hormones, like cortisol is a hormone of stress. Without it, we will die. Insulin is a hormone. Without it, we will die. Some other hormones, we will feel horrible when they go down. And that is usually called menopause and andropause because they are our estrogen, our progesterone, our testosterone, our DHEA. These are the hormones that, you know, progressively decrease. And most of our hormones do decrease with aging.
By the way, I'm in my second decade, which is breaking a record for andropause. I've had it now for 2 decades.
Wow.
Yeah. I chose to have it. It's my choice. I got it early. I bought it.
You
know?
You bought it?
I bought the pack. You know, you say, if you're gonna
I didn't
it.
Know you could buy it by the pack.
Sure. This way, if you want to be cranky, you can just say, it's not my fault. I have andropause.
Can you give it back?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay. It's refundable.
Yeah. Oh, it's refundable. Lifetime guarantee.
I wish I could refund the menopause.
Yeah. All right. So, again, a hormone is a receptor. It's a signaler. It's a
signal. And they supply functions like estrogen alone. Estrogen, you know, receptor sites are found in the brain, muscles, bone, bladder, gut, you know, uterus, ovaries, breasts, eyes, lungs, heart, everywhere, blood vessels. So, imagine how many things that can signal.
Well, can I take a guess? I guess how many different things, right?
Go ahead.
Over 300.
Try 400.
Wow. Oh, wow. I thought I had that one.
Yeah. Over 400 different functions in the body.
Wow.
So imagine what happens to that female when that thing starts going down.
Yeah.
And you know how nuts we kind of get during that period of time.
I know I don't. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, my husband doesn't either.
Yeah.
But, you know, this actually, you know, it affects blood pressure. It affects, you know, cardiovascular disease. It affects bone health, brain health. You know, hormones are one of the things that we're now linking into things like Alzheimer's disease and dementia, especially testosterone in men and estrogen in females.
Well, that makes a lot of sense because Alzheimer's disease is literally type 3 diabetes.
Yeah, exactly. And so, again, blood sugar control was also involved in these hormones. You know, one thing interesting is, you know, one thing I found out, well, we always knew, a lot of women will end up on a antidepressant, you know, when they go into menopause. One of the things that estrogen does is help stimulate the production of serotonin, which is what the antidepressant works on. So it's the decrease in estrogen that's causing the depression, but they give them a drug to fix it instead of the hormone.
Well, it doesn't really fix it either, does it?
It doesn't fix it. Actually, affects the receptor site long term, and they usually have to be on it long term.
Yeah. Okay. So again, in our body, there are lots of different hormones. There are some that are what you call primary, and there are some that are secondary. But again, they all have a function. They all have something that we need them to do, or we got big problems.
They do. You know, we have also hormones in the brain. You know, they're called neurotransmitters. And the reason they're called that instead of regular hormones is because they don't leave the brain. And okay. that is serotonin, is a neurotransmitter.
So they stay inside the brain.
So they stay inside the brain. Dopamine is another one, you know.
Did
so,
you just call me a dopamine?
No, I said dopamine is a neurotransmitter.
Okay.
I would never call you that.
I know you when you're too sweet. I'm just kidding.
Other things, but not that.
Okay. Okay, so give me some more of those neurotransmitters.
Okay, so you also have GABA.
Oh, yeah.
You've sure. got glutamine.
Wait, isn't glutamate. That Australian band?
That was ABBA.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Right, okay.
GABA. I loved it.
Yeah, they were good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who was your favorite ABBA song?
Oh, God, probably, I liked Fernando.
Oh, Fernando.
Yes.
Yeah, you did. Sure you did. Okay.
They had one called Money, too. That was really
Oh,
good.
That was a good one, too. Yeah, sure. Okay. Okay, back to GABA.
Okay, so you have GABA. That is what turns everything off in the brain.
And I'm sorry, what happened? I think something my GABA just
Yeah,
off.
So where it makes tells your brain to go take a nap and go to sleep. And then you also have, you have your dopamine, you have your serotonin, you have your glutamate, you have your acetylcholine.
Your what?
Your acetylcholine, your best friend.
How's he my best friend?
Because it's your memory.
Ah, okay. I gotcha.
Yeah, it was making me remember things.
I can't remember the 80s.
Yeah, that is called the dopamine.
Everybody tells me I had a really good time. I don't remember a bit of it.
Yeah, well, dopamine is the chemical that gives you your reward system. It makes you feel real happy and healthy. And, you know, it's your happy hormone, along with serotonin, is your mood.
Okay, gotcha.
So these actually, and glutamate is your turn on. It turns everything on. So if you have high glutamate levels, that's the real anxiety person, all, you know, all over the place.
Gotcha. All right, so now back outside of the neurotransmitters, back inside the body, you mentioned hormones like thyroid. You mentioned estrogen a moment. What's the other side of the estrogen there for the... This afternoon from 3 to 6 p.m. on the Pito Shea Show on your neighborhood inspiration station, AM 1110 WTIS. Motivational speaker Henry Johnson will be here. Maureen Bo Bluen will be here. Kim McCormick from the Tribune, the Dream Center Metro, and my buddy Bobby Petroselli. All this and more. He's a good speaker and author himself, too, so it's going to be a great show. All this and more this afternoon from 3 to 6 p.m. on the Pito Shea Show on your neighborhood inspiration station, AM 1110 WTIS.
You have your bone health and your brain health at much higher levels. So, you know, you can lose that and still not really think you're symptomatic.
Also, and guys, isn't it just that they're too macho to admit it? Come on, I'll admit it. I was too macho to admit it. And you ran the test of me. And even after you told me it was low testosterone, I defiantly said, no, it's not. I have plenty. All right? You act all come on, we're just too macho.
I know. I mean, cause a lot of guys don't want to admit it because they think, you know, they have to admit that they have a problem. And they don't. I mean, it can be just a symptom. The symptoms of having trouble thinking or having trouble functioning all day long.
Without a doubt,
or
fatigue
tired.
Was the number one for me, fatigue.
Yeah.
And when you did the hormone replacement therapy on me, when you did the pellets, immediately the fatigue was gone. Immediately my sleep got regulated again to that normal 7 hours where I slept through the night. And I always know when it's time to go get them again because, again, my sleep will unregulate and I'll be tired again. So, again, the hormones, say it's, again, testosterone and estrogen play huge roles in our lives.
They play huge roles. And, you know, and testosterone for women, most people don't think that women need testosterone. And we really do. I mean, testosterone is what increases the muscle mass. It is what also turns around and sensitizes muscle to sugar. And so it actually reduces insulin resistance. So a lot of our, almost every single one of our diabetics has low testosterone levels.
But again, it's got to be balanced correctly. So a man is more testosterone driven, the woman is more estrogen, but both need the other part also, and it's just got to be in the right balance.
Yeah, exactly. And the same thing, you don't ever want to overdose your patients with their hormones. You want to give them balance of hormones, you know, because again, if you give a guy too much testosterone, it is going to turn into estrogen in them. So we don't want that to happen. And we want to make sure their hormones...
That's when you get...
That's when you get moobs. Man boobs.
Yeah, and you got to get a man's ear.
Yeah, exactly.
Or a bro.
Or I have to make severe adjustments.
Or a bro. Or go to different nightclubs.
Yeah, exactly. We're really careful about that, you know. And then the same thing with women. You want to balance their hormones. You don't want to give them too much estrogen. You want to make sure you have enough progesterone in there. You want to make sure you have enough testosterone
in there. Otherwise,
they
get a mustache.
Otherwise, they can grow a mustache. Otherwise, they, you know, again, they can turn that... testosterone into dihydrotestosterone. Again, they can get acne and things like that. So you don't want that to happen.
So again, in all the hormones, this is one of the big things you taught me over this last couple of years we've been together. We've been together a couple of years now. Did you know that?
Yeah, I know.
And in that time, you've taught me quite a lot. And one of the things that you taught me, though, was in all the hormones, there's got to be a big balance. You got to look at the whole picture, see where all the hormones are, and make sure there's an equitable balance for the body, or else you're overclimped here.
There is, because especially if the adrenals are heavily stressed out, they're going to steal a lot of hormones and make it difficult to balance your progesterone and your testosterone. If there's, you know, we use also look at one in the brain called pregnenolone, because pregnenolone also balances the neurotransmitters. It balances the brain out. And if that's really low, that person's going to have trouble sleeping, which is going to affect the rest of my hormones. They're going to have, you know, trouble with their memory. So we, you know, it is that balance that we use. And it's not that we actually always have to give every hormone, but we have to be aware of where they are,
where
because they feed into each other.
Exactly. So what you need to do is you run blood tests. You run tests to see what the levels are and all the hormones. So you look at, you're going to look at the isolated picture, but you're also going to look at that 30,000 foot view also of people and look at the whole picture and say, okay, I've got to see where all the balances are. I got to see where all the levels are before I start to treat this patient. All right. So the seminar for hormones is on the 28th. It's going to be at 6 o'clock at Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo, 1120 Belcher Road South. You need to register for this. I'm telling you, you're going to learn so much and you're going to get a chance to do it from Dr. Tracy Lenhart. All right, so call 727-826-0838 or go to the website peaksofhealth.com. If you go to you're in attendance that night at the seminar and afterward you say, yes, I want to be a patient here, you get 50% off your new patient visit by being there that night. So you got to do it, okay? This is really, I'm telling you, this is critically important. Nobody's hormones are in perfect balance. It's just, if you're not treating yourself, if you're not being treated by a physician on a regular basis, your hormones are out of balance. And that can easily be fixed if you go see Dr. Lenhart, because she'll look them all over, find out what has to be done, and one at a time, break it down and get it done right. I will take a break. We'll keep talking about this when we come right back. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. I love you and I love Jesus.
Camp Meeting Revival with your host, Evangelist David Johnson, and many others coming to Lakeland, Florida, Lake Parker Drive and Memorial Boulevard. The big tent is up, and we're going to see the move of God. I believe it with all my heart. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud. Thou that didst not travail with child, for more of the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Are you hurting? Are you troubled? Are you afflicted? Has your marriage ended up in the divorce court? I want you to know that there is hope. Are you sick in the body? God will heal you. He will set you free if you can believe and dare to believe that He's the answer. Dial this number 813-283-2678 for more information. Or you can go to our website, davidjohnsonministries.com.
Pastor David Johnson, she's doing one of those old-fashioned tent revivals. They're out there tonight and they got a heated tent. So don't worry about it, folks. If you're cold, it's a heated tent. Going out there, get the Holy Spirit, get the Lord on you.
Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center has moved into a new state-of-the-art facility in Largo. Their 7,000 square foot office has an urgent care facility and features massage and chiropractic care, hormone pellet procedure room, comprehensive and individualized weight loss programs, new IV therapy room with an executive work area complete with Wi-Fi and high-def TV movie area. Dr. Tracy Lenhart provides a one-stop shop and practices full functional and integrative medicine. She's board certified in emergency medicine and an advanced fellow of the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center, 1120 Belcher Road South, Suite 2 on the west side of Belcher, just south of East Bay. Visit them online at peaksofhealth.com or give them a call today, 727-826-0838. peaksofhealth.com, 727-826-0838. Reach your peak today.
George Harrison. and the Fab Four right here on the Pete O'Shea Show on your neighborhood inspiration station, AM 1110 WTIS. I'm your buddy Pete. I got my pal Kathy on the board. We got our buddy, dear friend, and medical director here at WTIS and the medical director of Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo, Dr. Tracy Lenhart here also. All right, Doc, so we're talking about hormones, how vital they are.
Yep, they're pretty important.
When the balance is off, too much, too little, not right, the whole balance, but the whole thing, we got serious problems. So let's talk about some of the symptomology. We talked about estrogen and testosterone. Let's start with estrogen. What are some of the symptoms of being low in estrogen?
Well, you can have some aching joints. You can be tired, fatigued, weight gain. You know, a lot of women will gain weight, and they'll, despite dieting, they can still gain their weight. Dry, brittle nails, dry eyes, dry skin, wrinkling in the skin. You lose all the collagen in your skin. And then you start losing some of your bone density. You know, estrogen is important for maintaining bone health. And then, of course, you know, there's anxiety attacks, depression. Those are things that can lead from estrogen deficiency. Hair issues, hair loss, dry hair, thinning hair.
Okay. And again, people misdiagnose what that's from. They think it's something else. Well, doctors do a lot of times. And so, again, especially like the depression part of it. So the doctor throws you a Xanax and tells you to calm down and cut it out. But that's not really the helpful thing to do right there.
Not necessarily. And, you know, we know of the main symptoms. Women will recognize a hot flash. You know, that's an obvious one. But they won't recognize always the subtle symptoms. They won't recognize, you know, the joint pains, the body aches, the fatigue. They just think that's aging. And it technically
right.
is.
Right,
because
it is.
It's the decline in hormones,
sure.
It's aging. But, you know, most of the time those symptoms are coming from the actual hormone deficiencies.
So, okay, so that's estrogen. Tell me the ones for testosterone.
Well, testosterone is going to be quite similar to estrogen in a lot of ways. The guy's going to be tired and he's going to be fatigued. He can have increased muscle aches. He can have worsening workouts in terms of when he's working out. He's not recovering as easier as he normally would. Or he has increased muscle pain.
What's that again? What do you call that thing? Workout? What is that?
Exercise.
Ah, okay, gotcha.
And it's not a four-letter word.
It's not?
No.
Is that something to run from? Do the Home Alone run. Put your hands up in the air and run.
Something that's actually quite good for you.
Oh, okay. I'll try it once.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Try it. You might like it.
Yeah. You never know. Works if we work it.
Yeah. And then you also, you know, get that muscle mass. You can actually get better muscle development when you have testosterone. And when it's lower, you're going to be working out and not getting the results. Sleeping issues. A lot of guys will have difficulty sleeping. They'll start having difficulty with their memory. So they start getting a lot of those types of symptoms.
What were we talking about again?
Yeah, you were, well... Your levels are good, so don't
My levels
go
are
there.
Good. That's right. You're right. But you can't... See, that's the thing, Doc. You've got me so healthy, I can't play that card anymore.
I know.
You know
can't
what I'm saying?
There.
I can't use that card anymore. You got me too healthy now. And so I can't say, well, no, I didn't remember because my testosterone... No, my testosterone's fine.
Yeah, it really stinks. You can't use that as an excuse.
I know it. But that's okay because I feel good and it's worth it. And I get that 7 hours sleep and I feel so much better. I don't get that sleepy feeling at 2:30 anymore. All the things that you... Again, you were just talking about that fatigue, the muscle aches, the joint stuff, all that. I used to get that. You remember, you used to always see me. I get the acid reflux too. I used to get all those kind of things. Oh, God.
I know. Isn't it amazing? Sometimes you don't realize how bad you feel until you feel
good. You don't. And then when you feel good, then you could say, wait a second. Like, I was living with that all that time? For what?
Yeah. It's like diet alone. You know, I know when I'm not eating on my clean diet. Because when I'm not, my back hurts, my joints ache, and I'm a little bit more sluggish. You know, so I'm like, okay, I got to get right back on. I got to stop, you know, putting in a few things I normally wouldn't put into my diet. Because
right.
My bad isn't like most people's bad.
No, yours isn't bad. You just every once in a while have a little something bad. You just get a little, just for a little bit, just for a minute.
And then I'm like, nah, not worth it.
Nah, you get right back on track, you know? Because again, we all what we eat, you know? And that's why they call me rump roast. And all right, what's another one? Do you want to do another one?
Well, progesterone is a thing for females. Progesterone is going to, I call this female Valium. So again, that female is going to have that anxiety, you know, they're going to be having trouble sleeping, you know, and then of course it affects your cholesterol levels, it lowers the HDL levels, so it affects your blood sugar, but these are the ones that are going to be irritable, mood swings, nervous, you know, they can have increased pain, especially hip pain, and then again, you can have weight gain.
Why hip pain?
Oh, this is really interesting because progesterone is something that relaxes the hip joints out for childbirth. So the levels go super high right before giving birth.
Wow.
So when the levels go to zero, those ligaments start tightening down. So they start having a lot of hip and joint pain.
How about that? That's fascinating.
Yeah. So, you know, we forget what these hormones actually do for our bodies. You know, when they have normal levels as, you know, for their regular years, they're fine. But once they start tanking to zero, then that's when they start having symptoms.
So you're looking at a let's say, deficiency or the beginning of deficiency in these key female and male hormones? 40?
We start looking in the mid-30s in our women, especially, because women go through something called perimenopause.
Right, we talked about that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, exactly.
On the show.
So what happens beforehand is they start losing their progesterone first. So they start having some sleeping issues, they start having some anxiety issues, and those start things start happening. Then they start losing their testosterone. And then that's where they start, you know, losing their muscle mass, they start their weight gain because they're not estrogen dominant. And then they finally lose their estrogen, which is their final, you know, menopause. So that's when menopause actually hits, is when the estrogen goes down.
Okay, what about for guys?
For guys, you know, they usually mainly have testosterone.
Right.
So again, some of them might start aromatizing their testosterone or turning their testosterone into estrogen.
You're aromatizing?
You're aromatizing. Some of them might start turning it into estrogen.
Isn't that something with candles? You sit around, you aroma.
That's aromatherapy.
Ah, okay, my bad. Wait a minute. Wasn't she on Highway to Heaven?
Oh, no, not that one.
That was Roma Downey. My bad.
That was Touched by an Angel.
Yeah, oh, that's it.
Darn it. Are you testing my brain?
No, yeah, I'm testing mine, I guess. Okay, I know you can win. I've told you a million times, if I was sending one person to Jeopardy to win it all, you're the person I would send.
Yeah.
You're the smartest person I know.
Well, thank you.
That's okay. You're welcome. All right, so get finished. What were we saying?
So, you know, guys, they start losing their testosterone around their 50s.
Okay.
You know, so, and then this is a disconnect between women and men. Women start going through this 10 years before guys do.
Sure. Now, I was a little on the early side of that, so I was like around 48 when mine was already starting to go down, but that's because, again, I had the other issues because I was diabetic.
Exactly.
I had that going.
You know, and weight gain, obesity is one of the things.
Okay, go right to the weight gain.
But it's one of the things that lowers testosterone in men. So almost all of my larger men are testosterone deficient.
We're just big boned, that's all it is.
Yeah, no. The guys that have higher fat mass are lower testosterone.
Wow, that's a sweet way of saying it. It's a sweet way of saying it, Pete. You're still chunky. It's all right. Okay, you're right. All right, good.
But, you know, and then we're finding men, you know, young men with lower testosterone levels. You know, something shut it off, whether it be a traumatic brain injury can shut off testosterone production. So some of these football players in their 30s and things end up with lower testosterone. And then we also find them with infections and things like this. So, you know, I have a young baseball player who has a really low testosterone level. He's only 21 years old.
Wow.
And he ended up, you know, getting a Epstein-Barr infection in college and was sick, and it actually shut off his production.
How about that? That's unbelievable.
Yeah,
that
it's
age.
Not like we're going to give this gentleman testosterone. We don't, but we do fix the problem, and we do turn around and actually restimulate
his body, let it start producing it again.
Exactly.
All right, talk to me about that thyroid. What is the age range when you start to see the hypo or hyperthyroid where it goes too much, too little?
That can be anything. You can have a hypothyroid child. You can have, you know, it can generally, most, if it's going to be the progression, it's going to start in the 40s because, again, when the other hormones start shifting, the thyroid will still adjust. Mainly women, because there are thyroid receptors on the ovaries of women. And so when the ovaries start shutting down, the thyroid can also be affected. Women also, especially, we find a lot because they happen to go on birth control, which affects thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
And they also happen to turn around and yo-yo diet a lot more than men. And yo-yo dieting is one of the things that can permanently affect the way your thyroid works.
I was telling everybody the other day that I was a cellist. And they're like, really? I'm like, yeah, I yo-yo diet all the time and yo-yo mom. See? Anyway, you talked about adrenal fatigue. That happens to folks that are constantly in that go, 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 stressed out. Pastors get a lot, guys like me that are on the air and on stage a lot. That's what causes that adrenal fatigue, that
high adrenaline for long periods of time.
And then that's also then starts to have downstream problems with all the other hormones.
Exactly. And we see that a lot in our war veterans, you know, PTSD type syndromes. That's basically somebody who's been on go they turned the on switch on and couldn't turn it off. And
right.
So it burned it out.
Sure.
And then that's kind of what adrenal fatigue is a little bit. You know, the stress, instead of being a flight or fight, meaning your stress levels were designed to run from something, run from danger and get it over with and then just settle down and calm down. Well, we weren't meant to be turned on and not come off.
Yeah.
So when that happens and you go, what's one of the things we always reach for? We either reach for an energy drink or caffeine to keep ourselves going.
Sure.
Because that pushes those adrenals to the next level and keeps them producing. Because what cortisol does is it eventually makes adrenaline and norepinephrine norepinephrine. And that's basically your energy so that you can have that big burst. But what that also does is produce sugar and insulin.
And so you're going to have
a crash. So long term, what's going to happen is you're going to end up insulin resistant and diabetic.
Right. Okay, so once again, this is why you need to learn everything you need to know about hormones. And that's why you need to go to the seminar, Peaks of Health, which is going to be on the 28th at 6 p.m. All right. Now, what you need to do is call 727-826-0838 or go to peaksofhealth.com and register for this seminar. Go there to learn all this stuff. Dr. Lenhardt is going to present. She's going to show you what hormones mean in your life, what hormone balance is about, what it's like to be low on stuff, how she fixes it, how she takes care of it. All that stuff's going to be there. And if you go that night and then you become a new patient, you get half off your new patient visit. So again, 727-826-0838. Go to the Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo at 1120 Belcher Road South for the seminar on the 28th at 6 p.m. Dr. Lenhardt, thanks so much again. Appreciate you for all that you do and just completely educating us every week you come on the show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.